Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Once established in Utah in 1847, the Mormon Church drew thousands of new converts who came to build a new home in Zion. By the late 1880s, missionary efforts resulted in a small community of Polynesian converts living in Salt Lake City. The islanders faced prejudice in the capital, so church leaders looked for a new place for them to settle. That place was Skull Valley, in the desert west of the Stansbury Mountains, where in August 1889, 46 Hawaiians established the colony of Yosepa. Like other frontier settlements, winters were harsh at Yosepa, summers brutal, and disease common. But for 28 years, the islanders who migrated from the tropical Pacific did their best to turn the bone-dry desert into a home. To do that, they planted crops and built infrastructure. But they also maintained their culture and traditions. Although fluent in English, most continued to speak Hawaiian, and all Yosepa streets had Hawaiian names. Island music and dance was common at Pioneer Day festivities and community celebrations. Residents even found ways to replicate familiar foods by raising pigs and farming fish in the reservoir they had built for water storage. Algae was harvested from the reservoir as a substitute for seaweed, and corn husks stood in for the tea leaves usually used to wrap food for cooking. At its peak, Yosepa was home to 228 people. When the LDS Church began building a temple in Hawaii, residents decided to return to the islands, and by 1917, Yosepa was a ghost town. Despite the challenging environment of Skull Valley, many were sad to leave. As the last Hawaiians departed, observers wrote that the women refused to ride in the wagons and were determined to walk the 15-mile distance to the railroad. They followed the wagons on foot, and with big tears running down their faces, kept looking back at their homes and uttering, "Goodbye, Yosepa. Goodbye." Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.